My name is Sophia LaFontaine. I'm from Syracuse, New York. I've lived here all my life. I think Syracuse is a good urban area. You know, I just feel that they need to clean it up. They need to do more for it. Like, you know, I know they're in progress on making dorms downtown for, you know, like housing, you know, to get people to come down. But if the prices are like $2,000, it's going to be difficult for anyone, unless you're a business person, you know. If I had all the money in the world to do Syracuse over again, I would love to do it. You need a lot of architect, you know, even starting from the mall where there's a bridge that comes over and there's steps that go up over so people don't have to worry about crossing the traffic. And if, you know, you make this long, long stretch away, like, I can't think of the park that's over there near the Carousel Mall, but there could have been a beautiful events.
Inner Harbor,
okay. Yeah, and if they could build up Inner Harbor with all kinds of a different events, maybe museums or maybe things for the children, and, you know, bring it down to where it might come down to Armory Square, and then once it comes down downtown, then Armory Square, you spread out Armory Square like cobblestone. Like if you went to Georgetown in Washington, in Georgetown, there are so many shops and so many eating places and so many tables that are laid out during the summertime that would attract people to come down and look at the shops, look at the just the architect, put more architect into Syracuse. You want a city that's more inviting, you know, and you're not going to get that. You need to get move the bus the way the buses are, you know, where people stand on the corner. You want one big, great big bus station where people can go in, pay their ticket, get on a bus, where they're not all crowded standing around downtown. And just kind of make the stores more upkeep, you know, like, you know, years ago we used to have it when we used to have Day Brothers, Chapels, Woolworths, the beautiful theaters we had. You know, we need to bring that back. We need to bring more architectural back and getting people to come downtown. You not necessarily have to drive downtown. You know, if there's places where people can walk and be safe and come downtown. Heck, I walk downtown at night at 10:30 at night and we would look at the storefronts and stuff. So you need to get these buildings and, you know, they want to build more buildings and stuff. We need to vitalize them. You know, we need to, how would I say, use what we have, just like the Hotel Syracuse. That could be a beautiful center. We need to vitalize that and get people to come downtown and have these social events. Maybe a little music, a little dancing, and a lot of everything. You need activities. You know, you need a place for people to go. And not just the bars. We don't need bars. We need activities. And I think our city can be a beautiful city, but you want it to make it attractive. You want, when you get into Syracuse, you want to say, oh, geez, what a beautiful city this is. The city of Syracuse was like, it wasn't malls. You know, you come downtown, you watch the ladies dress up in their hats and their beautiful dresses. It wasn't the blue jean thing, you know. That's more for sports, you know. People used to come down and they would look at the storefronts and they would have beautiful clothing and stuff, and there would be Chapels, Edwards, Park Brannocks, name it, W.T. Grant's, every store we could think of downtown. And it was very inviting. You know, they had restaurants in the stores and stuff. Even a coffee, tea. You know what I would like to do? I would like to have a nice center where you could have like a tea center where you'd have different, you know, you could taste different teas and maybe an English cookie or something like that. You know, something that's, we'll bring people, you know. Now we have a tea place downtown. It's Chinese tea house. The students come down, and they sit there and they work on their you know, homework and stuff, and you know, and it's a nice little place. They'll sit on the floor and they have the little pillows or their tables, and they just chit chat. And I think if we had more places like that, I think people would feel good. But Syracuse was so full of everything. We had Fanny Farmers. We had all kinds of ice cream places. We had just about every event we could have had, you know. And people, you didn't dare go downtown with jeans on. That would be embarrassing. My father came from Greece, you know. You know, Sophie, you know, go. You know, go downtown, you get dressed up, you know. And I had to have my heels and my hat and my dress coat and stuff like that. And it was beautiful because you sit down, you can watch the people parade around in their nice, beautiful clothes and stuff. And those were happy times, you know. And did you have like a fountain waterfall going, you know, maybe in the center of Syracuse where, you know, down maybe by the hotel. They did have one down by the Hotel Syracuse at one time. But we just need to do more architect, you know, more more shops, more business. So people will come downtown, you know. People come downtown now and there's nothing here but bars. You know, that's not, it's not a call to the city, you know. I would say the change happened right after Vietnam, after all the drugs came in and the, you know, the children, you know. It was like the hippie time. Right after the hippies, then everything fell apart, you know. And we don't need that type of social life. We need so older people can come down. You know, they're shut in. They're, you know, they're afraid to come downtown. You don't want that. You want people to say, I want to feel good. I want to go downtown, have an ice cream or, you know, walk around and see the beautiful sights. You need to build, you need to put more trees and more bushes. You need to just make it inviting, you know. And if I had billions of dollars, I have a map in my mind how I would like to see this city. Oh, we got tunnels under here. People just don't know where they are. There's one under Hotel Syracuse. There's one down there on Water Street. There's one over on they go from Binghamton into Cedric Farms, up to Cedric Farms into Canada. There's a whole railroad where they hit underground. I think it goes over by the State Tower building. I think there's an underground. If people research it and look at the maps, they could see a lot of, you know, I was already underground in the Hotel Syracuse because that's where the president came through years ago when they would hide, you know, so people wouldn't be out there. Kennedy came through. I believe going back to Kennedy, maybe a president before him. That Hotel Syracuse was the most beautiful place. And then we had the galleries downtown. Why they did away with the galleries, I don't know, but that attracted people and brought people down. And all of a sudden they decided to, you know, that we had strip malls, but then they went into making malls because people didn't want to be outside, you know. Oh, one thing I could say about Destiny, he's got the perfect name. He conjures up everything and he doesn't finish his job. We need to finish a job. You do a job. You know what I see? If they don't put stores in there, you know what I see that place to be? I see it being at a very attractive sports center, putting all kinds of maybe running, swimming. They have a sports center in Skinny Atlas. Go look at that building. And if you can't do anything else with that building, that would be a beautiful place for people to go. You'd have this, and you can have shops where people could stop and have maybe some ice cream and, you know, whatever, or just different things. Just sit around tables and chit chat and just have swimming and maybe a aquarium, you know. I think it would be a great sports center. I that's what I would turn that place into. Otherwise, they might as well bring Guantanamo prisoners and then house them. Because right now, yeah, it does. And it's not attractive. There's no architect. All he did was make this one square brick building, and it has nothing in it. What did he do with all that money? You know, it's disgusting to see. You know, if you're not, what I'm saying, if you talk about things, you delay things. You need to go, you need to do business. If you're going to do something, then do it. Don't talk about it, and then don't do it. Because that, our city will never grow. We can't sit around and say, well, we're going to do this, or, oh, this would look nice, but you got to do something. And the people that have money don't want to put it out, but they might as well because they're not going to take it with them. I can't say anything in Syracuse I can be proud of. I went to Rochester, okay? My daughter's a journalist, and I took a tour around Rochester. I like to take a tour around a lot of cities because I think it'd be great to see just how the economy's going in their city. And I would just like to see, because in Rochester, they, if you go around the neighborhoods, they got all kinds of restaurants. They got like tea bars. They got like shops, like, you know, you go around and you browse, and, you know, architectural shops and stuff. And they got it in all the different types of neighborhood. And that's what we need. You come downtown, there's nothing here. You go to the mall, there's nothing there. You go to DeWitt, there's nothing there. It's like Syracuse is falling apart. We don't need that. We need to build Syracuse. I see it can be a beautiful city if the young people get along, you know, get together and start creating things and bringing the message. And I think this can be a great city. And I see there's a little improvement, touch of it, but it's coming back, but it's slow. And if I had billions of dollars and I could put it into Syracuse, I would love it because this has been my hometown. And I think it's coming back slowly. You know, they are making the condominiums and stuff, you know, downtown, trying to get people to live downtown. But they need to do more than that. They need to just make it more attractive.